Well, guys, we're going to be going to the People's Republic of California. This story we're going to be talking about is horrific. Horrific because a homeless man has now attacked not one, but two women. And we actually have a video clip of an interview with one of the women. He brutally attacked this woman, and I believe also he sexually assaulted her. Folks, you're going to be stunned when you see this clip from a hospital bed. Yes, a hospital bed. Because one of the women gave an interview, kind of hard to make out what she's saying because her mouth is wired shut. Her teeth are knocked out. This man, this scumbag, was completely dangerous. He attacked one woman, then he attacked another woman. Out there in Venice, LA area, guys. Yeah. Why was this man actually out on the street? He was a homeless man and pretty violent. I'm still stunned because I just watched some of the clip I'm going to show you guys. I cannot believe what I saw. I don't believe this guy knew any of the women. I don't. Maybe he was just having some type of an episode or something. I don't care. He's been arrested. He's been held on a $3.25 million bond, if I'm not mistaken. This man, this scumbag, should never see the light of day again. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Check this out. California homeless man beats woman into a coma, injures another. Now, when I saw this on the Post Millennial, I mean, this picture right here is pretty blurry right there of the woman. But when we jump over here to the Nets page here, the local Los Angeles affiliate, the interview is scary, man, because you can clearly see the injuries. This is a scumbag right here on the left of this woman. Yeah, he's a homeless man. His name is Anthony Jones. He's 29. He's been charged with two counts of attempted murder and is being held at the LAPD Metropolitan Detention Center. $3.25 million bail. Jones is accused of ambushing 54-year-old Mary Klein, knocking her to the ground and bludgeoning her in the head and face. The attack left Klein unconscious. Klein suffered multiple broken teeth, a broken jaw that's now wired shut, multiple contusions, a large gash on her neck, on the back of her head, I should say, and bruising on her face and neck. She will have to undergo multiple surgeries, including facial reconstruction, and will need physical therapy. Wow. Says here then, California police said that Jones went on to allegedly attack another female victim at the canals on the same day, which left her in a coma. It's unclear if the victim is still in a coma. Wow. This is astonishing here. Let's jump over here, man. Right here, Fox 11, LA. This is the interview with one of the victims. Let's play it.
Say attack two women in Venice is under arrest tonight. And one of his victims is speaking out in a hospital room interview with Fox 11's Matthew Seedorf. He is live in Westwood tonight. Matthew.
Alex, this woman has a long road to recovery. Just meeting with her, it's obvious that she's been through so much and she's in a ton of pain still. But right now, she says she's thankful there's been an arrest.
I was crying.
A small cyber leaf Friday in this UCLA hospital room.
Try to kill it.
Mary.
She can't even talk. She is so blackened and bruised.
Klein speaking with us from her hospital bed with her mouth wired shut.
Do you remember anything?
Like getting hit by a truck. It felt like I got hit by a truck.
The 54-year-old just found out police arrested the man they believe knocked out her front teeth and sexually assaulted her.
What's it like with these injuries? I mean, I know you're ready to go, but...
Well, I'm just going to get on better. I'm just going to get better. And it's gonna be cut.
For now, almost a week, much of Venice has been terrified. Over the weekend, Mary had been walking along the canal trying to reach 10,000 steps. The same area, another woman would be attacked later that day. According to reports, that victim remains in a coma.
I was the first one who got. When I was 6 feet tall, she only saw her. She's in a coma.
The Venice community experienced two horrific attacks.
Detectives identified and arrested Anthony Jones late Thursday night, discovered in San Diego. Authorities unable to say if the 29-year-old man lives here, there, or anywhere. Does this suspect have a criminal history?
We're still in the process of looking up everything that we can on him.
I take acts like this very seriously.
Los Angeles Councilwoman Tracy Park fighting back tears.
These are women who have been victimized who are going to have this with them for the rest of their lives, no matter what I do.
This case, an example of crimes she believes strike fear in the minds of those living in LA. People are fed up with this. How do we get this to stop?
First and foremost is continuing to invest in public safety and investing in the LAPD. But it is also a matter of decades of bad policy and soft on crime. Anything goes.
Wow. She actually called it out. She called it out. Politicians being too soft on crime. I agree.
Approaches to this.
We are allowing criminals and mentally ill people on the street.
Mary now Democrats. Recovering with at least 8 fractures to her jaw. Thankful the person police believe put her in this room is now in jail.
If this suspect sees this, what would you tell him?
You don't know how to control your own soul. And whatever reason that may be, a doctor can help you with.
Mary wanted to thank the police involved in making this arrest. Now her family says they're worried about her medical bills. If you'd like to help, we have her fundraising page up right now at foxla.com. We're live tonight. Matthew Seedorf, Fox 11 News.
Yeah, what is the process forward in terms of recovery and what doctors are telling her?
She is extremely tough, Alex. I'll say when I walked in the hospital room, she tried to get up to give me a hug. She was thankful for that we were there. And I was like, no, please, just sit down. Like, I can tell you've been through so much. And I know that she's going to get through it. She wants to get back to work. She's extremely strong.
Oh, my gosh. Mary is a hero. She's a champion. My question to you is, what did she get into, what she wants done in terms of law enforcement?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's thankful with how law enforcement is handling this, but she's just worried that this person that was arrested could get out of jail on bond or maybe, you know, get out of prison early. She's just hoping that all this process plays out in her favor.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's up to Democrats, man, this guy be out really, really fast. I mean, this attack was so brutal, I just would have denied him bond. But I don't know if the judge could actually do that, considering, you know, how crazy California is, how soft on crime they are. I mean, you've heard stories about people in New York. They've been let go. Then they'll get arrested the same day again. This is astonishing, man. Failed Democrat policies have allowed two women to get brutally attacked back to back. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.